to the bay. We'll take you on a holiday. And Simon says, I can, you can, we all can. I can, you can, we all can. I will have such fun today. We will have such fun today. I hope you like the songs we play. And Simon says,
hello everyone, and welcome to my lighthouse. This is Simon from Simon Says. It is a lovely sunny day here in the bay, and I've been looking through my photo albums and remembering all the happy times I've had with Gulliver, Diva, and Tallulah. They are my friends, and friendship is so important. I've relied on them in all manner of occasions. I have laughed with them, sung with them, and played games with them. And like in any friendship, I've also been sad with them and frustrated by them. Like on the occasion, I was baking a cake that they wanted to eat, but they refused to help me. So I told them the story of the Little Red Hen.
This is the story of the Little Red Hen. She has a heart of gold and she's everyone's friend. She lives in a gigantic house with a very lazy cat, dog and mouse. One day in the garden in the summer heat, she discovered with joy some grains of wheat. She told her housemates what she'd found and asked for help to put them in the ground. They said, we can't today, cause there's something on the telly. I need to wash my clothes, cause they're really, really smelly. But seeing as you're up, can you get me a snack? I get it myself, only I've hurt my back.
Oh.
This is the story of the Little Red Hen. She has a heart of gold, and she's everyone's friend. She lives in a gigantic house with a very lazy cat, dog and mouse. She planted the grain and watched it grow. Soon there was so much it was time to go to the mill, but she needed a hand. But her housemates just wanted to get a suntan. Can you believe the heat? It's such a treat. I'm covered in sun cream from my nose to my feet. The hen, you seem to be blocking my sun. You better move quick or you'll burn your bum. Move it. This is the story of the Little Red Hen. She has a heart of gold and she's everyone's friend. She lives in a gigantic house with a very lazy cat, dog and mouse. So by herself she milled the wheat into flour. She then baked a cake the whole world would devour. She took the cake carefully home and with a smile on her face she ate it all on her own.
Once Gulliver and Diva heard that story, they were really apologetic and they helped me bake the rest of the cake. Although it did appear that some of the ingredients did go missing, especially those located near Gulliver. My frustration disappeared immediately, though. Forgiveness is really important in a friendship. On another occasion, my friends were hugely important to me. My mum and dad were coming over to visit the lighthouse, and I was so excited. I had cleaned up, cooked their favourite meal, an aubergine curry, and prepared some games for us all to play. Unfortunately, a huge storm blew in from the ocean, which meant their boat couldn't travel out to us. I was really disappointed and sad. I'd been looking forward to their trip for ages. My friends taught me that it was okay to feel sad, as we all feel sad sometimes, and that they were there if I needed them.
This is my lighthouse, and golly, I love it so. But every so often, I do feel a bit alone. So sad, so sad. I want my mum and dad. My parents were supposed to visit today, but when the storm came in, well, they had to stay away. So sad, so sad. I love my mum and dad. It's okay if you're sad, you know. We're never, never, never gonna let you go. It's okay if you're sad, you know. We're never, never, never gonna let you go. It's okay if you're sad, you know.
to go. It's okay, Bill Sides, you know. We're never, never, never gonna let you go.
Sometimes in the night time, when I'm counting sheep, I try to think of happy thoughts to make me go to sleep. I fly like a bird, I swim like a fish.
It's okay to feel sad, you know. We're never, never, never gonna let you go. It's okay to feel sad, you know.
In the end, although my parents weren't able to visit, we had a lovely evening. We played a game of charades and ate the aubergine curry. Gulliver had three helpings, of course. Oh, hello, Tallulah! Ah, there she goes. Tallulah is a postwoman. She is always running all over the place delivering letters and parcels by road and by sea. Sometimes she is so busy that she forgets to take a break, which means her back starts to ache. This can be troublesome because Diva likes to run in races, and when her back aches, she can't. Recently, Gulliver and I were watching a match between Galway and Dublin on the TV. Having lived in the West for many years, I was supporting Galway. And well, Gulliver was supporting the other team. Yuck. We were so engrossed in the game that we failed to notice that Tallulah's back was aching. So Diva reminded us that we should listen to our friend.
Sometimes when I feel a little low, a friendly face will pop in and say hello. They'll pick me up and they'll make me laugh. Then with a smile I'll make a new start.
We should listen to our friend.
I see you're nervous, but don't you frown. We're the best team that's playing around. We're gonna win the cup and then you'll see that we're the best team there's ever been.
There are some things that are bound to disappoint. If you disagree, then you really miss the point. It is part of life to sometimes feel sad. With the help of friends, you'll see it's not all bad.
We should listen to our friends.
I'm not nervous, you understand.
We should listen to our friends.
This is all going according to plan.
We should listen to our friends.
Your overconfidence is making me grin.
We should listen to our friends.
I'm completely certain that Moiti will win. There's more important things than this sporting transmission. We have a friend who needs our support. It's more important than watching sport.
Diva was right. We certainly learnt our lesson that day. Tallulah is a friend who has always been there for us, so we should be there for her too. Even if you are the best of friends, there is not much you can do when someone gets sick. A few weeks ago, that is exactly what happened to Diva. She had the most awful cold, which was terrible as it prevented her from singing. Gulliver called it a miracle for some reason, which I didn't quite understand. She had a high temperature, a runny nose, and she looked like she'd been caught in a force 10 gale. We all tried our best to help her get rid of the cold. Tallulah brought a special potion concocted by her mother, which, unfortunately, smelt like one of Gulliver's armpits, so Diva wouldn't go near it. Gulliver mistook a cold for hiccups, so he kept on jumping out and trying to scare Diva, hoping that the shock would cure her. Unfortunately, all it did was annoy her. In the end, we discovered the best remedy for Diva was a bit of TLC, which, as we all know, stands for Tender Loving Care.
Tender loving care, it should be everywhere, in the warmth of a teddy bear and the salty sea air, in the bubbles in a bubble bath, and the petals on a garden path. We're born with big hearts, we should use them from the start.
I'm sure that you'd agree that it takes more than a cup of tea. All you need is TLC. It's the perfect remedy to make you change and feel so warm inside, 'cause you are not alone. You have friends and they will always be your cornerstone.
And the loving care, it should be everywhere. It should be coming down the stairs and then the brushing of your hair. It is a friend that listens and worries about your condition. We're born with big hearts, we should use them from the start.
I'm sure that you'll agree that it takes more than a cup of tea. All you need is TLC. It's the perfect remedy to make you change and feel so warm inside, 'cause you are not alone. You have friends and they will always be your cornerstone.
Diva's cold cleared up pretty quickly after that. However, now I think about it, it didn't stop her from asking for sweets and stories to be read to her and blankets placed on top of her as she lay on the couch. Those requests seemed to continue for a long time after the cold left town. Friendships are constantly changing as we grow. Sometimes they can do funny things to our heads. Last month, I looked at the others whilst they were playing a board game and thought, well, they're much better friends than with me. Although this was complete nonsense, I allowed myself to feel sad and unloved, which when I look back at it now, was really, really silly.
Look at them so happy, they don't really need me. I would be a nuisance, not get in the way. When did it end? When did it end? When I was their best friend. I want to be best friends with them again. Yes, I want to be best friends with them again. Their smiles and laughter, that's what I'm after. Their friendly chat and their useful feedback. When did it end? When did it end? When I was their best friend. I want to be best friends with them again. Yes, I want to be best friends with them again.
Because they are such warm and caring people, both Tallulah and Diva notice me moping around, looking into the middle distance, sighing dramatically, and adding bucket loads of over-the-top amateur dramatics to the lighthouse. They very speedily came to the conclusion that I was unhappy about something.
What's wrong with Simon? He's normally so smiley.
But by the look of him, well, he seems quite alone.
It must end, it must end. He must see he is our friend.
Let's get him to play with us.
Yes, let's get him to play with us.
Simon, you're so silly. What have you been thinking?
Do you think that we would turn our backs on you?
It'll never end. It'll never end. We will always be best friends.
So come on and play with us.
Yes, come on and play with us.
True to their word, Diva and Tallulah invited me over to play with them. I realised what a silly sausage I'd been, and we ended up playing a fantastic board game together. Gulliver won the game without really understanding the rules, which was pretty clever. Or just very lucky, I suppose. Sometimes when you are really good friends with someone, you know exactly what makes them angry. Diva and Gulliver, for instance, they can make each other really cross. What makes you cross? I get cross when Gulliver eats an entire cake that I've just baked. I also get cross when my little sister constantly puts a whoopee cushion under me whenever I try to sit down. It makes the most unusual noises. When anger arrives, I take a deep breath and count to 10. This is the moment the anger ends.
It could be a dragon's roar, or a spider on the floor. It could be being left alone, or an angry looking gnome. It could be having to eat an apple, or losing at Scrabble. It could be my sister's friends that drive me around the bend. They make me displeased and aggrieved, annoyed with my toys, maddened and impassioned about everything. When the world's atrocious, I can feel quite ferocious. I feel put out and it makes me shout. Oh, this is where the anger ends. A deep breath and you can count to 10. You can watch the red mist blow away. Stick a smile on your face and you will be okay. Oh, this is where the anger ends. A deep breath and you can count to 10. You can watch the red mist blow away. Stick a smile on your face and you will be okay. It is the thunder in the sky that makes me want to hide. It can be a bee's sting when it lands upon my chin. It can be my chores at home that make me want to groan. Or when it is clearly my turn, but yet again I do get spurned. They make me displeased and aggrieved, annoyed with my toys, maddened and impassioned about everything. When the world's atrocious, I can feel quite ferocious. I feel put out and it makes me shout. Oh, this is where the anger ends. A deep breath and you can count to 10. You can watch the red mist blow away. Stick a smile on your face and you will be okay. Oh, this is where the anger ends. A deep breath and you can count to 10. You can watch the red mist blow away. Stick a smile on your face and you will be okay.
It does the trick every time. I do feel okay and the red mist is blown away. Having friends is such a wonderful thing. You find that you get out of it as much as you put in. If you are there for a friend when they really need you, you will find that they are there too when you need them. Never was this more true than when a genie arrived in the lighthouse. The genie said that we could all have a wish for anything we wanted. Diva got herself into an awful pickle. She went first and wished that everything she touched turned to gold. The genie granted her her wish. Everything was great at first, as Diva touched a book and it turned into solid gold. She then touched an apple. That too turned into gold. She realised in that moment that the wish wasn't what she'd hoped for at all. How would she eat again if everything she touched turned into gold? As quick as a flash, Gulliver said that he would use his wish to reverse Diva's. The genie obliged and everything was well again. We all learned a valuable lesson that day. Why would you want anything else when you have friends?
What do you want?
Well, I don't need anything.
What do you want?
No, I don't need anything.
What do you want?
Well, I don't need anything. There's nothing in the world I need. Why would I want more when I have a view like this? I'm on the doorstep of an ocean. It's complete and utter bliss. When the sun comes out, I put on my trunks and go for a dip. I can swim with the fishes and wave at passing ships. Why would I want more when I have cupboards full of food? I can cook whenever I want and some of it's edible too. A delicious cannelloni, or a plate of macaroni, or a bowl of minestrone. Do you want some?
No, I'm okay, thanks. Not for me.
I'm full, actually.
What do you want?
Well, I don't need anything.
What do you want?
No, I don't need anything.
What do you want?
Well, I don't need anything. There's nothing in the world I need. my tongue. I can do a headstand or I could play my guitar. And when the night falls, I can stare at all of the stars. Why would I want more when I have friends like these? They're my constant companions, with them I'm at ease. So I'm happy with what I've got, I don't need a lot. There's nothing I'm looking for, I don't need anymore.
What do you want?
Well, I don't need anything.
What do you want?
No, I don't need anything.
What do you want?
Well, I don't need anything. There's nothing in the world I need.
What do you want?
Well, I don't need anything.
What do you want?
No, I don't need anything.
What do you want?
Well, I don't need anything. There's nothing in the world that I need.
There really is nothing else I need when I have my friends.
Now, I better be off. Remember, you can watch all the episodes of Simon Says on the RTE Player, and all of the songs are available on music streaming platforms.
Right, Diva is due back any minute, and Gulliver and Tallulah are dropping in for tea. It is fortunate that I baked a lovely chocolate fudge cake this morning for us all to eat. I was even showing Gulliver the cake this morning, and he said it looked delicious. Now, let me get it. I put it in the cupboard here. Oh no. Oh no, it's gone. Now, there's only one person I know who would have taken it.
Gulliver!
I will have such fun today. We will have plenty to say. I will write some songs to play in Simon Says. I'll guide the ships coming our way so they can sail into the bay. We'll take you on a holiday in Simon Says.
I can, you can, we all can. I can, you can, we all can.
Such fun today.